Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Gopala Bhagirevarare. Jai Gopi Janavala Bhagirevaradhari. Nandana Brajanam Yashodandana Ranjanam Unhati Avanachari Amati Rachari Jayo Radha Ma Kunja Bihari Jada Dava Kunja Bihari Jai Vishnu Pada Pravajajik Shimade Si Bhakti Vidanta Swami Pada Ki Jai Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Parvajajik Charya Shurimat Bhakti Maharaj Ki Jai Ananta Krishna Vrinda Ki Macharya Shil Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Iskong Bibhari Shilo Prabhupada Ki Jai Sikha Hoshi Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gada Sri Gaura Bhai Jai Shishi Radha Krishna Gopa Kyama Kunda Raghavar Ki Jai Vrindavanam Ki Mayapur Dham Ki Gangamaya Munamaya Ki Jai Devi Bhakti Devi Shri Harinam Sankirtan Yajai Andi Hari Hari Bol All Girls Tees All Tees All Girls Samrivotis All Girls Sri Guru Gauranga Om Namo Vasudevayam Om Vate Vasudevayam Om Vate Vasudevayam So we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam 3, chapter text number 10. Eshva Diter Garbham Ojaka sharpitam Shamiran sarvam Vardhanir vaidashim Esha devaditirbha Oja shapam Disha sarvam Vardhategni vaidashim Esha devam Kashpamarpitam Astimirayan Sarvam Vardate Gnir Ivaiti Garbham Ojasya Pamarpitam Ishasti Mirayansa His Divine Grace is for the Ki Jai. This day, O Lord, Dite of Diti Garba Vum Ojasya Kashyapam are posited these directions in complete dark so all that the overlords fire. Adashi. Translation. Overloads of fire. So the created by Rupa in the womb of deity has complete the universe. The darkness throughout the universe is herewith caused by the embryo of by the semen of Kashyapa. Deva diter garba oja pamarpisti mirayan sarva vai agni om gyana dagananjana shlakaya militam yi gurave namaha jagabhadru sinubhaye vacha patitanam bhavane vishnave bhyo namaha jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nanda shri shivasri gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare So we are continuing to study essentially the question where basically it's being described how actually Jaya and Vijaya actually appeared in this world. And it's interesting in this verse essentially in demigod magi, they are asking this darkness in the universe. In the previous said that demigods to Brahma, they said, please look upon us mercifully, for we have fallen into miserable condition because of the darkness, which is, because of the darkness, all our work has been suspended. So Brahma is now explaining basically that due to the pregnancy of Diti, which is lasting 100 years, and that is definitely a long time, it is causing such disturbance that entire universe is basically becoming overwhelmed by the darkness. And so, we can. Why doesn't Brahma just give straight? Like, you know, he could just have said like, "Oh, it's because these two Vaikuntha and they are now taking birth," and you know, there's not much I can do. But no, actually, Brahmaji, he contemplates the planets, the beauty of white planets. And we can see that Lord Brahma, he is a perfect teacher and perfect preacher. He is using this opportunity not only to answer the questions of the deaths, going into such fine details about the world is astonishing. And we can say, like, did Lord Brahma really knew or say that you and I will be studying this in Alachua, Florida? he probably didn't really think exactly like that, but I'm sure he thought, like, in the future, generations of devotees will be actually studying this about the Vaikuntha planets. And therefore, he gives such an amazing, amazing description, which is coming in the verses to follow. So I'm not going to, you know, spoil the story, but if you study, it is really amazing how beautiful Vaikuntha planets are. And why is Brahma describing that? Because he wants to essentially encourage our desire to go there, to engage in devotional service to the Lord, and to eventually qualify ourselves so we can be transferred into the association of the Lord directly in a Vaikuntha planet. Or in Goloka, depending on your rasa. So from the Brahma Samhita, we know Brahma singing Prakara Salma Sukalpa Riksha, Avriteshu Ir Abhalayantam, Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasambra Vyamanam, Namadi Purusham Tammaham Bhajam. Everything is made of touchstone. We use materials. No, everything is there made of touchstone. Then entire place is decked by the Kalpa Vriksha. And basically, the Lord, millions of purpose trees serve reverence and affection by hundreds of Lakshmis or Gopis. So this particular chapter is instructed on so many different levels. And what is astonishing to me actually to notice the attitude in Vijaya once they actually become
You know, they could have said, hey, we are just doing our duty. You know, it's our service to guard the Lord. We are the, you know, guard keepers. We are gatekeepers. Why are we getting cursed? Like, we didn't do anything wrong. You know, typically in material world, when somebody accuses something, you know, we say, hey, why me? Like, you know, I didn't do anything. But no, they are so humble. They essentially bow down to four kumaras and they essentially beg for the forgiveness and they pray, please, you know, any punishment is fine, but please just don't let us forget the Lord. You know, we won't be able to remember the Lord. And then Lord Narayan appears and he essentially clarifies the situation. And even four kumaras actually beg, they realize we just cursed the faultless devotees of the Lord. Like, what, you know, what happened to us? Vishnu explains, actually, when Lakshmi Devi left, you know, my and was coming back, these two gatekeeper Devi, because I was, you know, I was sleeping. I was, Lakshmi Devi was very upset. And because of that, actually, they foretold and planned that the gate of the material world and essentially take birth as the demons. So it is very important that we study this carefully and that we cultivate similarities for Vaikuntha consciousness, even while it is in the world. Chant says, he said, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortunes, on her own rules are not respected, where food well stored do not quarrel. Very interesting. So essentially, develop the devotees of, I mean, if you develop the pure devotees, these kind of behavior automatically take place. So the next thing we can ask, why are the demigods so disturbed? You know, darkness happens too. We sometimes lose power, and, you know. But usually, you know, within a few hours, the power comes back and everything is fine. But we can see the demigods are quite disturbed. And they're saying, basically, our work is being suspended, and they feel very distressed because of that, which kind of makes really interesting conclusion that the demigods, they're not just sitting idly and, you know, eating grapes like some in perceived that on heavenly planets basically there's no one, everybody just enjoying and doing nothing. Essentially, the demigods, they have a duty, they're very happy in this sense. See the mentalities, people, you know, I want to go to vacation, lay down and do nothing. But that's the mentality of personalities. They actually enjoy performing activities because they are connected to the Lord in Sister Devotion. And perfect example, we can see, but even into his advanced old age, he was very active. So that is the pure devotee. Thing we can also see from this example, demigods speculate, oh, maybe it's because of this, because of that, not the authority. Material world, unfortunate people, they don't even know proper. I remember back this, there was one devotee compiled, and something like this, blind man follow blind man, and follow into ditch, something like that. It was really really nice song. So, that is the material world, blind men following blind men and general disasters. God's on the other hand, that the authority in this universe is Lord, actually is the engineer of this world, and therefore they approach him and with it they ask questions and they follow him. So interesting to this kind of events where entire universe happens, you know, from time to time. Couple examples, but one that particularly stands in my mind is when Dhruva Maharaj, great austerities, as we remember from Srimad Bhagavatam, Dhruva was just a 5-year-old boy. And one day he comes and he wants to sit on the lap of his father. And there's a, you know, second child that is from different wife. King Uttanapad, he's married to Suniti and Suruchi. But he favors the, you know, one of the two wives. So his brother, he's actually all the on his dad. You know, he also wants to be part of that. Because his stepmother is there, the king feeling a little bit uncertain, and he took his wife, which he actually favored. He kind of a little bit Dhruva. And then stepmother, she speaks in very harsh words. Dhruva, you are not qualified to actually be on the lap of your father because you're out of money. you should perform no greater stir in life. You may qualify to be out of, you know, my womb, and then you will be able to be on an equal level as your. So this little boy, he gets really offended, and he runs away to his mother crying. It's described like his lips were trembling. He was so angry. And his mother, realizing what just happened, she is heartbroken because she can't really do anything. But it is clearly such a great injustice to this young boy. So then she gets inspired, actually, and she tells him, "My dear son, if you really want to achieve the favor of your father, you should actually engage in great austerities and in devotional service to the Lord." And you would think, like, this five-year-old child, like, "Mommy, what are you talking about?" You know, "I'm just 5 years old. But no, actually, he actually leaves the kingdom. And he goes to the forest. And Narada Muni, he starts to notice this incident. It kind of captures his attention. So then Narada approaches Dhruva and he said, "My dear boy, what are you doing here in a forest? This is, you know, this is not place for children. There is lions, tigers. You know, it's where you steer. You know, you need to be fed." And Dhruva said, "I'm here to perform tapasya, devotional service to Lord Vishnu." And Narada looked at him, "Really? Don't you know that even great yogis can't really succeed in that, even after like many, many, you know, hundreds of years, by performing such great deeds? Why don't you go home and you just go with your friends?" And Dhruva said, "Narada, I'm here to achieve desire." And Narada, when you were a little bit older. And Dhruva said, "No, Narada." Narada was kind of trying to give him sense, kind of like saying, like, in this world, respect comes, you know, by the destiny. And so don't just you know, just for forgive your stepmother. But Dhruva was saying, like, "My dear, wise, but they don't take place in heart. I'm born in Kshatriya family. I have that, you know, temper of fighting. I want to achieve something greater than even my father and my grand, and even greater than my great-grandfather." So, king, then his father was Swamu, and his great-grandfather was Lord Brahma himself. So, just born in such, that's really nice. So, essentially, what Dhruva is, he wants something greater than even what Brahmaji is saying. We know later on Lord Vishnu will actually create planet just for. So the story goes on, basically, Narada Muni realizing how since Dhruva Maharaj is, because he was just to test the sincere disciple, and realizing this actually meaning business, he is going to do, gives instructions to perform prayers and austerities in to instructional service to worship the Lord at the mantra. Do you know which gave him? Chanting morning. Vasudevaya. Yeah, thank you. So then Dhruva goes on and forms amazing tapasya. It's described that for the first month, Maharaj fruits and berries every third day. Like every day. Every third day, just the fruits. In the second month, Dhruva ate every 6 days. In a month, drank water every night. In the fourth month, he only held air 12th. So don't try that at home. And by the fact, Dhruva was so perfect in his moments of the yukli, it's described that he was concentrated so perfectly that he was able to stand on only just as a column stands, motion to concentrate his mind fully on the pun. So just imagine, you know, if you want to join us, you take prasadam every, you know, 10 days, or, you know, take a breath in 2 hours or something like that. And there are conditions for us to be in this wonderful process. Srila Prabhupada made it so easy for us in Kali. He chant, be happy, take prasadam, associate this. I was just watching this morning Premananda. Just see him dancing, toxic his enthusiasm. Like, I just like, you know, I'm just amazed. Like, and Prabhupada, it's so beautiful. Like, what more one can desire, like, than to be in such company? So wonderful. So basically, Dhruva Maharaj, he essentially becomes one in heaveness with Lord Vishnu. Consciousness of basically entire creation becomes himself because he was so absorbed. So he's fully concentrating and he's all the whole body. The total universal breathing soaked up all the great demigods in all the planetary systems, felt suffocated. They couldn't breathe. So they were kind of, you know, losing breath, like, oh, can you break? Oh, help. So they are approaching, asking for the for protection. Because we know Lord Vishnu said, I will go down and stop this boy, such a great pasture. This is one where basically entire universe becomes by the austerities. And generally, these are not personalities. Dhruva Maharaj and basically actually Vaikuntha residents. So when they have austerities or when they appear in this world, immediately noticing that. I'm looking at my... They notice from this particular incident how important that is awesome. We know that Srila Prabhupada always encouraged devotees to wake up during Brahma. Because it's so auspicious activities. And we also find that Lord Krishna performs such activities on the schedule. There is a beautiful description in Krishna Manishali where how Lord Krishna used to lie down with his 10,000 wives, but he would arise from bed very early in the morning. By nature's arrangement, the crowing of the cuckoos of the brahmin, there is no need for alarm clock. Actually, yes, they're curious. Because some, you know, we don't have roosters in Boston. And in the morning, they make some. You naturally hear, especially in the cities, no roosters. But in Florida, actually, there's many birds in the morning. Perfect timing. So if you pay attention, sometimes it's like a little orchestra of birds singing simultaneously at the sunrise. I wanted to briefly... what is the daily schedule himself? Because he also follows very, very strict. So essentially, in the morning, as soon as he wake up, basically in his courtyard, Parijata, a cool breeze would carry that aroma. As soon as Krishna wake up, he would smell that beautiful Parijata flowers. Then he would and he would meditate on himself. We chant Krishna's names and we are. Then after that, next thing was early in the morning with clear, sanctified water. And he would dress very nicely. He would chant mantra. Then after that, his next, you'd give in charge to the Brahmins. Krishna, many groups of cows. Cows was decorated with silken and their horns were covered with gold. Their hoofs were silver plated. Next duty was to please also men and castes. And see, basic ones that were offered to him, betel nuts, powder, fragrant cosmetic artwork, he would give them first, then, and then after that to the queen, the minister. And there were still some balance of that land he would use. Next thing, essentially, his charioteer, Daruka, could be the chariot, beautifully decorated, and the Lord then proceeds to the Dharma hall. my tribe, it may be remembered that the Sudharma was taken planets and established in the Siddhikam. The significance of the assembly house was anyone who had be freed from the six kinds of material pain, hunger, lamentation, illusion, old age. So, like that. So essentially, lots going very, very strong. He's saying, actually, Lord Krishna doesn't have to do anything, and for us to meditate on. So he also relishes it, because by performing those activities, he's interacting with his loving devotees. One of the qualities that I find described in Nectar of Devotion, quality number 15, it's a lot extremely clever. Saying, a person who performs work at once is called clever. In this connection, he said, my dear friends, see the clever Krishna. He has composed songs about boys and is pleasing to the cows. He is pleasing the gopis. That is something with the demons like Aristotle. This way, he is sitting with different living and different. He is truly enjoying this. So, before Krishna essentially does many activities, he is sometimes doing his activities of maintaining the universe, but at the same time engaging loving exchange with his devotees. In July 69, Srila Prabhupada very nicely class the installation of deities. Srila Prabhupada was actually in processes, bono process, and it was interesting reading that little when those white room and we are accusing him like you giving lessons to the Westerners. So because it made me kind of remember that Krupp essentially and the devotees process very seriously. Because does work, but it is depending on us and our sincerity that will determine the actual. We should be Dhruva. Be so determined to follow Srila Prabhupada's, anytime if we feel a little bit discouraged, just remember last year Dhruva Maharaj was, at least simple activity but wanted. So anyhow, saying at the end of that class, something important. Basically, the deities are told, but spoke about the importance of the process that is described by Pancharatra Kiviti. And of course, we follow Bhagavad Kiviti as well. But he's saying, if you see these just as a brass, they will remain for you forever. But if you actually, the Lord is right present, he will actually talk to you. Very interesting. So Prabhupada is saying this. There is a Vati Maharaj. He was talking with Krishna. Then Prabhupada kind of paused. Just like Madan Mohan, talking with Sanat. Madan Mohan at that time had no temple. He was hanging on the tree. Can you imagine that? So Mohan was talking with him and to Sanatan. Sanatan, you are bringing me all this and it is stale and you don't even little salt. How can I? And Sanatan Goswami replied, where shall I go? Whatever I offer, finally accept. I cannot, I am see. Krishna had, because bhakta is offered, he cannot. You only bhaktya prayachati. We know that word in Gita. Real bhakti, what you can offer to Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna. What is your value? What is the value? It is nothing. Therefore, the ring is bhakti. Real thing is your feeling. Krishna, I have no qualifications. I'm most relevant. And then Prabhupada actually noticed voice. Like, I never heard Prabhupada crying, but actually you can hear Prabhupada actually cries. Remembering the humility of Natan Goswami. So he goes on, I'm most fallen, and Prabhupada is crying still. I have this for you, please take it. And then pretty much class ends. Point. You can see how Prabhupada was very, very emotional. So he wanted to take up Krishna consciousness very serious. And we know this particular example from Sanatana Goswami. Basically, Sanatana was saying, I'm like, I offer you, my Lord, anything better. And Krishna was saying, just give me dry chapatis. No, there's no even it. But what happens later on is quite interesting. Some days later, the man is coming down Yamuna River, essentially sand of Yamuna. And he comes out and his archers, can anybody help me? I'll be stuck with cargo that I need to take market. The villagers say, we can help. There is a sadhu there. Go to him, maybe he can give you some. So this merchant, Poor, I believe is his name, he goes, oh, my great son, me that my ship can move. You know, I'm stuck. You know, please give me your blessings. And Sanatan said, I don't know anything about that, but you him. He's pointing to Radha Madan Mohan, but you can talk to him. Can you imagine that? He actually also points out how important the faith in this. The merchant is thinking like, I can talk to the basically accepting the instruction of the merchant, addressing Radha Madan Mohan and saying, my dear Lord, please bless me. My ship can sell this cargo. I promise I'll come and greatly. After him comes, big rains come and Yamuna rings slowly. Smooth. From particular pastime, the merchant is able to see his group, and he later comes back and his initiation for, and builds beautiful for Radha. Radha Madan Mohan ki jai, Sundar ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I think I will stop here. If anybody ask any questions, any comments, feel free to speak.
Austerity that we do, I love the way fasting our body, mind, also purify. So don't, but focus is on here and chanting. So Prabhupada gives a logic that we are doing than Dhruva Maharaj in one sense. He gives a sign that we do things we do. Very attractive. Like Pracheta, they did 10,000 under the water. And then in that same purport, Prabhupada, it's equal to 10 years in Ishkan. I said, it's very easy.
That's nice.
Yes, it's very, and he gives a very scientific reason.
Thank you, very nice. Yeah, it's not doing as many austerities. don't take me. But the austerities that are basically present for us, they are nicely basically accustomed for the time, place, and circumstances. It's doable. It's not easy, but it's doable.
Because we have a purpose. Our purpose is not our purpose. We can love for Krishna. But austerity is our consciousness.
Yes.
So that's why we're doing that.
Thank you. Very okay. If not, we will stop here. Garantara Srimad Bhagavatam Padaki Jai Gaur Premanandi.